The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Create, do, explore. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning and welcome to the Ryan Tuberty Show on Thursday the 13th of December. I'm not Ryan, obviously I'm Baz Ishmael, and I'm keeping Ryan's seat warm this morning. I think whether you like it or not, we're in the swing of Christmas. I haven't got a tree yet. That's planned for the weekend. I have a house full of very sick people, though. I won't lie to you. They were like, would you like to fill in for Ryan? I'll proceed on foot is what I'll do. It's like my house is 14th century Paris. There's people lying around vomiting. They got bugs. And it's bleak. Like, sick children is bad enough. And it's not that I'm unsympathetic. It's just Tanya was very sympathetic and then she got it and I ain't going out like that. So take your Monchichi, take your bucket, Netflix. I'm going to put them all in one room and they're not going to see me for a week or two now. That's my approach to it. I hope your family's doing a bit better. Well, I think we'll jump straight into the papers here. I see lovely Holly Willoughby. Looking very nice. Holly jets home in 21,000 penthouse in the sky. My goodness. Now, she hasn't exactly been roughing it in Australia. Even so, Holly treated herself to an astonishing €21,000 flight back to Britain. My God, she could have bought a 2016 Volkswagen 1.6 Passat, driven herself home. The presenter, 37, who stayed at the Palazzo Versace Hotel, I don't know it. It sounds extremely fancy, though. I like the sound. It's $1,770 a night. There you go. Well, that makes sense. That's on the Gold Coast with her husband and three children during filming, opted for a luxurious trip home with Etihad Airways penthouse in the sky. Very nice. The three-room suite is called a residence and has a lounge area with a flat-screen TV, leather double sofa, a private bathroom and a bedroom. My God. Services includes a butler and a private chef, a chauffeur-driven car to and from the airport and a private check-in. That's very fancy. I remember I stayed in a hotel. I was filming 50 Ways with my mammy, and when we were doing it, they would do this thing where they'd find out what the essence of the show was, and they used to like to spoil my mother. So we were staying in the Mandarin Oriental in Tokyo, and what they do is they have these corner suites, which is basically think of the perimeter of the top of the hotel, and they corner them off into these four suites. And they're massive. They're like five apartments. And my mother just went around losing stuff. She put down her glasses in one room and just wandered through about seven others and lose it. But we, on the last night, we found they had this little box, this little shelf that opened up and had a little light on it. And we figured out it was a laundry chute. So what, a couple of brandies into my mother, she thought it was a great idea. So we started taking off clothes and sticking them in. So we stuck a pair of socks in, the red light goes, and next thing, ding, a little green light pops up, and out comes your socks with a little chocolate beside it. So we spent the night stripping off and sticking things in that for the day. As odd as that is to do with your mother, I understand. It says here, she made, listen to this, Miss Willoughby is thought to have footed the bill for the 25-hour flight herself, having reportedly earned $2.5 million for her three-week hosting job. Lads, like, you're talking to a presenter who just spent a month living in Loud with his sister. Anyway, whatever. Right, next on. Peak risk time for heart attack is 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. God, here I am. I'm like one of those older ladies in a purple overcoat who likes to eat silver mints and tell everyone who's dead. But anyway, I'll go on with it. The risk of having a heart attack peaks at 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Scientists have found, suggesting that stress, sadness and overindulgence during the festive season can be deadly. See, this is the thing. People put themselves under so much pressure. Don't do that. Just don't do that. It's not about that. Swedish researchers trawled through the details of 283,000 heart attacks reported in the country between 98 and 2013. On an average day, 50 heart attacks were recorded, but on Christmas Eve, the number jumped to 69, a 37% increase, with incidents clustering at about 10 p.m. after a day of coping with relatives eating and drinking too much. It is stressful. like we're hosting this year. I'll go into that later, but it's a stressful. The risk of suffering a heart attack also rises by 22% on Stevens's Day. Winston Churchill is said to have suffered a heart attack on December 26th in 1941 while opening a window at the White House after a speech to Congress. Interesting. Now, it says here, at the main findings in our study were the traditional holidays were associated with the risk of heart attack. The peak is very pronounced exactly on Christmas Eve and the following 2 days. So, has to be linked with the flu season, which also raises the risks of heart attack, particularly for over 65s. Telling you, if you've got older people, you have to just keep an eye on them coming up to Christmas. I know that's kind of a negative thing, but honestly, older friends and families, just got to keep in the loop with them at Christmas time. Christmas time is, people forget, they get caught up and they just forget about other people, find it tough, you know. You got to keep an eye on those people. Taylor Swift held a concert at California's Rose Bowl this past May that was monitored by a facial recognition system. The systems target hundreds of Swift stalkers. Wow. Let me get this right. Swift's facial recognition system was built into a kiosk that displayed highlights of her rehearsals, which would secretly record onlookers' faces. According to Rolling Stone, which spoke with a concert security expert who observed the kiosk, attendees who looked at the kiosk were immediately scanned. That is frightening stuff. That's Minority Report is what that is. So they're doing this at the concert. US artists have... Actually, surveillance at a concert at a private event is legal. You think that would be illegal? It's legal. US artists have previously been publicized for using facial recognition tech at their concerts. However, the legality of doing so is on the artist's side. A concert is technically a private event. Therefore, event organizers can subject concert goers to almost any kind of surveillance. I know we were chatting about this earlier on. I know they do that thing at the moment with mobile phones, and we were saying it's mostly stand-up comedians they do it with, because of obviously you reveal their footage and their tour and it gets destroyed. But that's a new level, that they're scanning people. God, man, the technology's out there. God knows what they're doing with it. Vitamin water will pay you $100,000 if you give up your smartphone for a full year. I give you $100,000 if you just take it off me. I'm addicted to my, like, get rid of it. Let's be honest, there's also a good chance that you've been somewhat tethered to your smartphone from the moment you woke up this morning. In today's digital age, and thanks to social networking apps like Facebook, there's no denying that our reliance upon and addiction to smartphones has grown by leaps and bounds over the last decade, without doubt. With that said, do you think you'd go a full day without using your smartphone? I don't know. What about a week or say a month? How about a full year? While most people would like to scoff at the idea of trading in their smartphone for a flip phone, if someone was willing to pay you, would you do it? What if someone was willing to pay you $100,000? The only thing is, this isn't actually a hypothetical. Vitamin Water this week announced a new contest where a lucky contestant, or unlucky depending on your perspective, can win $100,000 for returning to the mid-2000s era feature phone. You see, that didn't sound so shocking to me. I'm getting seriously on in age. If you want to enter the contest, you have to post a photo to your Twitter or Instagram account, tag Vitamin Water, and tell them what you need, why you need a year-long break away from your smartphone. You'll also need to tell them what you would do to survive for the past, to pass your time over that period. The company notes that you should add the hashtags no phone for a year and contest. I have a mate, Jimmy, in Loud. And in fairness to him, he's using some barbaric inherited phone, so he'd be brilliant for that. You can give us a shout on, text us on 51551 if you'd like to tell us how your day is going and what you've been up to and all that jazz. Whamageddon. A brand new Christmas trend is going viral, but there's rules on how to play and a way to win. The trend Whamageddon is sweeping the nation, so much so that Tesco have even urged shoppers to go in stores. The aim of the game, look, this is fairly simple. You need to avoid hearing Wham's Last Christmas. Good luck in the cup trying to get away with that. I'm out of that already, I think. The festive season is one of the same old films, songs. No doubt you'll be watching Elf, Love Actually, all the usuals. And you'll probably have a running soundtrack. of, I imagine, Slade, the Pogues, and of course, without any doubt, Wham. But this year, what they're urging you to do is take part in Whamageddon. To win the game, you're not allowed to hear the song for December 1st until midnight on Christmas Eve. That's the crack, I think. That, good luck with that. The rules have been doing the rounds on Twitter recently, with many sharing how to play. According to the rules on the official Whamageddon website, only the original counts. So you can listen to cover versions or people singing it, all that kind of stuff. Once you hear the song, you take your place among other fallen warriors of Whamageddon. With all that being said, in my grinchy mood that I'm in, I think I might play Guess What?